back to another episode of Black Love Lives. You are listening to the sweet, soothing sound of Nico, Jasmine, and Nicholas, and Chantel.
You know, like, I've had way too many of close calls to, if things had gone left, I wouldn't
like,
be
what's
where
your close
I'm at
calls
right now.
Like, police or like close J-Man calls. Grinding on you, close calls?
No, close calls where I'm in the car, I'm driving, I'm fucked up, right?
Oh, I know he drunk.
Fucked he's up. Police pull us over, okay, in Nashville. On like a Friday, like basically, I'm gonna be in jail
the whole
Monday, exactly.
And you ain't gonna get a call till Saturday,
exactly. In Nashville jail,
and you got a black woman. So what bitches you gotta collect calls from?
I got soft skin, nigga, and I'm 5'4".
You gotta fight,
exactly, nigga. I ain't watching nobody's draws. You know what I'm saying?
I'm shitting myself the whole time I'm here. You won't.
Bruh.
Come get it.
Man, they gonna push that right back in, bro.
Hey, if you fight through that shit,
they gonna push that right back in.
If you will plow a butt through some dookie, you deserve it, my guy. I won't even cry. I'm just gonna let you have it, bro. Yeah, man, you worked hard, bro. Go a little easy. You worked hard, bro, man. Woo-wee. Just don't finish on me, man.
Don't finish, no.
But no, but like
nail on your ass, chicks.
Ooh, I gotta kill a nigga. I ain't never made a shank, but I make one thing. But I get what you're saying, like the close calls. But also, it's the matter of okay, once you've got like this is what I learned the hard way. Once you've gotten in trouble with your group of friends, and you know, like okay, you gotta really think, like okay. Is it worth me still being cool with these niggas? Do I need to... A, do I need to stop fucking with them in total? B, do I need to fuck with them from a distance? C, do I need to just say, fuck it, get money, and keep fucking with them? Or D, none of the above. Just drop off the face of the fucking earth. And you gotta make that choice because one bad choice could ruin what you got at home. Now, I don't know about you, but I like being cuddled by some soft... It smells good. I ain't never been held by a man at night other than my father when I was a kid.
Not.
But I don't plan on a grown man with facial hair holding me. So I think I'm going to choose one of the logical ones. And I mean, my niggas understand, like, okay. And also, you got to understand how to categorize your friends. Some shit you can't go to with single people because the single shit looks good until you walk through the door where you live. And you're like, okay, yeah. These niggas out chasing ass and they gonna get none. I got guaranteed ass unless I made a mad dog. You know what I'm saying?
But see, and I'll be real with you. Like, I'm where my mind is at. Like, I don't care what particular environment or space I'm at. Like, at the end of the day, I know that I got something waiting for me back at the crib.
There's way better than what I could chase.
Exactly. So like, why these fools out? Either being cheap or spending their last
cheap
pennies trying to find a move, you know, trying to find that way to some booty meat. Like
booty meat. All right, soldier boy.
Like I'm straight. I'm just trying to have a good time. So I'm in a whole different space. I'm in a whole different vibe. I'm just chilling. I'm got my drink. I'm cool. Like that's always like at the end of the day, I'm always in the mindset of I'm just out here to chill, have a good time, not get too drunk because I got to be aware. I got to know what's going on. Because at the end of the day, I got to get my ass home. Period. That's why I don't even like going out as much as I used to because I got that mindset. I low-key can't even have that good of a time out. I'd much rather have a party at the crib and end up, you know, sitting by my own toilet.
Yeah, that you did. We'll get into that later or another episode. But I mean, I feel the same way because, like, we go out, like, when we went, like, when me, you, Keith, and all them went out, it was cool, don't get me wrong, but I was kind of like, and it was the homecoming weekend. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm trying to enjoy myself because, you know, I had been drinking since 9 a.m. and it was like 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and Chantel, like when you got a girl that you really, you know what I'm saying,
you mess
is
with.
In with, and mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying, y'all live together, you're used to doing
things
everything
with
side by side. Yeah.
Exactly.
So when you finally get some freedom, you know, the first couple hours, you're like, oh, hell yeah. Ooh, dude, what I've been missing.
It get weird real quick,
then,
though.
Yeah, like, then, like when
this
we finally
is a
got
ass
there,
sausage party.
Yeah, when we finally got there, I'm just like, oh,
Okay. We just over here just some swinging dicks.
Yeah, like I don't want to call Chantel again, but kind of were you, baby?
You turned into that nigga on the phone talking about, hey, baby.
I'm sitting in the corner and shit.
Yeah, we out here. We get some pizza right now.
You should see this Jenga game. Pretty intense. Nick lost the last game. Oh shit, you had a party. I'm sorry. I'll call you back later. You know what I'm saying? You get to think, because like when I was there, I ain't gonna lie, it was odd because I'm used to like being with her on homecomings and stuff. But the space also is what I needed, because it's like, okay, you got to shake back. Like, okay, let me use this time wisely. Let me hit up my TSU friends. I don't never get to do nothing with them. You know what I'm saying? That's why I hit them up. All right, boom. We went over there, had a good time. And now it's like, all right, okay. You calling some booty. You finna bump some coochies because you a lesbian. Me and Nick got one. Yeah, you ready, bro? I've been drinking for 13 hours. I'm ready to go home and go to sleep or sleep in some.
Get some of this funky sex.
Yeah, man, funky sex. If you ain't getting funky sex, you're doing it wrong. Oh, my God. But yeah, man, you know, it's just like the space is cool and everything, but you still, I guess you know you got something that you really want. Because you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've been with girls where when I'm away from you, you don't cross my goddamn mind. Which is what got me to where I was.
Absolutely.
Which was single. Yeah. You know?
But, I mean, all I call those type of females, and I'm sorry if you get offended, but I call them females placeholders. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
They placeholders. Like, you there... to basically, when I ain't got no other move, you know what I'm saying, I got some faithful that I can slide on through to.
Wait, when you say that sound bad, you say when I ain't got no other moves, I got old reliable, I can slide on.
You was a placeholder. Like, I don't really like you like that, but like, we can watch a movie and after you know what's going to happen, it's
what I mean, is. The sad thing is, I'm so much less of an asshole as I was in 2012 and 11 to this one specific person, and if she listened to this, she would know exactly what portion of that year I'm talking about. It was just like hilarious, but like I don't view things the same way because I've been done exactly how I did that person, and yeah. It's like no bullshit, my last relationship showed me a whole bunch of shit that I don't want to do and that I need to do. And also, I mean, I've relapsed and have done some dumbass shit in this relationship, but it's like their wake-up call is like, oh, shit. Right.
We need an unfaithful black men session. Can we talk about the faithful black women session?
Absolutely. I just want to say
every session is for y'all, faithful black women.
But I just want to say one thing, okay? While we great, there's nothing like a female coming back from like a trip that she took or whatever, and you looking at her ass, and she got that, oh yeah, I definitely fucked somebody else.
It ain't even that. It's the text messages be different.
Everything. I'm gonna hit you back later. Like just, and it's like, and you like,
hold on. They over here whispering, now they still salty.
And you like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, I know I was bullshitting, but that's how it feels.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know damn. I knocked down your friend, but a stranger? You know? Really?
I'm appalled.
Guess what we doing now? But you know, shout out to all the faithful black women in America.
Absolutely,
you know,
all of them.
Thank you.
Finally. You got two of them sitting right here.
Finally, we get some credit.
So I want to talk about another thing, okay? So now that you are living with an individual, y'all are sharing the space together.
A faithful individual. Let's give them their credit.
Two faithful individuals sharing the space together.
Appreciate it.
What do you feel like are the gender roles?
Now I need to come home to a dick suck, a clean house, and some dishes being washed, and some in the oven, the deep fryer, or on the stove.
No. That's Nico for real.
Let me stop. He's such a liar. Don't paint me out like that to these people. You better adjust it.
He'll listen to something or somebody or have a conversation prior to talking to me. When I get home, I'm going to dick suck.
Bro, if I'm doing that, I'm joking. But if I get it, then I'm like, okay, cool.
It's a W.
But it's like, you know I'm joking, but if you give it to Now, if you in that gender,
it's like just sliding on across.
You're really not in a potentially long term relationship if you ain't gotta ask for shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like motherfuckers who like, yeah, man, my girl just do this. How long y'all been together? 6 months. Oh, that shit'll wear off in about 6 more months. Absolutely. It'll go from, oh yeah, I got you, to, damn, nigga, I just wrapped my fucking hair up. Damn, I got you tomorrow. Tomorrow come, you just say fuck it and don't even worry about it.
Man, for me, tomorrow comes, this nigga in Nashville. I'm like, what?
Now you gotta, no, wait.
This is literally the
problem. I'm over here trying to go
time through my phone. Your mama said the funniest thing ever when she was here earlier. She said, I said something about you. And she said, well, you poking her. I said, I am not poking her. She said, well, that's the problem. It's getting cold. It's getting too cold to be beating your dick. Being your dick because you're talking shit and not getting no pussy. I was like, I didn't know how to respond to that. Because that's your mama. I didn't want to be like, I'm fucking often, ma'am. But I also didn't want to be like, you hurt my feelings. So I just kind of had to let it die down. I was like, if you wasn't her mama, I'd tell you something.
I show you the pictures.
No, I ain't in that. I fuck around.
I was about to say, what pictures?
I forget shit in my phone. You know, the baby shark shit popping. There's some kids going all through your phone. Baby shark, and stumble across a goddamn python.
I cannot even play.
Very much quiet over here.
But no, though, man, the gender roles.
I feel like gender roles depend on you and your significant other. At the end of the day, I know what I bring to the table. You know what you bring to the table.
But what do you expect?
Cool, I'm fine. I'm fine with the table. No. It ain't about what I expect to be on the table.
Yeah, I'm not asking about what you bring to the table. I know what I bring to the table. No, but what do you expect to be on the table?
Can I finish what I'm saying, though?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, so I feel like if I can cook, clean, do whatever, shop, grocery shop, whatever, do the womanly things, I feel like the man role is you supposed to buy whatever I want to buy.
I mean,
I feel like you buy shit I don't want to pay for.
I get it. I'm, and trust me,
you have to be an adult about that too, though.
I feel like everything is only certain things are gender specific. In my mind, not even gender specific, but dominated by a certain gender.
Yeah.
But like, okay, if my
yeah, you're right.
I've understood, like I've grown and realized, like there's a lot of shit I thought I could do, but I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of shit I thought I could fix, but I can't fix in this motherfucker. Right, and you know what I'm saying? And like, my father, like, I get, like, the great thing about my parents and her parents is our fathers are like two different people. You know what I'm saying? So you get two sides. Her daddy built the motherfucking apartment complex if they asked him to, because he can do that. My daddy called a motherfucker to build the apartment complex because he can do that. So coming from a motherfucker who would rather pay somebody to do it to being with somebody whose father can do it, and he asks you like, you know, some simple shit like or you'll see him doing some shit and you be like, and you can think like, damn, how the fuck this man not do that? But it's just like, as a, like, it's stuff you grow and learn how to do, like simple shit, like shit that women like. Like I never forget, I asked my last ex, I saw something about grease in the scalp, and I said something to her. She was like, "No, I want that to be later on in life." I'm like, "What? That makes no sense." And so the first time Chantel asked me to grease her scalp, I was geeked. I think she still got pictures of shit. I was spreading that shit, handful of grease, packing it out
there. High oil treatment. And he greased my scalp.
Like, that was exciting for me because it's like, that's some shit I've never done. And that shit that niggas be like, man, I ain't greasing no scalp. My nigga, you will be single if you can't grease the scalp. Like, if she asked me to grease the scalp now, I might ask her help with parting her hair. But other than that, I got it from there. And it's like, as you grow, you learn certain shit. Like, okay, I need to be able to change a tile. Like, I need to know how to change a tile. I need to know how to fix some stuff. Like, I got a shit ton of tools now. I didn't have that shit up until like a year ago. Because it's like, okay, I forgot what broke, and I was like, I ain't got no money to pay for a motherfucking fizzy. So my nigga Smurf was like, hey, bro, I shop at Harbor Freight. Harbor Freight?
Yeah. This
one right down the street? Yep. Let me check it out. Nigga, the best too. Coupons, cheap,
and I'm the coupons, about all that everything. Shit, yep.
But it's like, once you get with a person who forces you to grow, then niggas are saying, like, some shit, my friend, I probably said this in the last time. I went with my friends, we sat out. I was quiet for an hour and a fucking half. We did not have the same, nothing to talk about that was on my level. Nigga, I got bills. I got a whole, like, can we talk about female problems?
So true. What?
Can we stay on topic? Gender rules. What do you expect?
I'm getting, like, why are you, I'm talking to why are you doing it? Like, you really want to hear some gender rules?
I want you to tell me what you thought you was getting when you lived with me and what you getting.
I'm getting exactly what I thought.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. The first year I was getting all that nasty stuff that everybody talk about.
Why are you lying?
All that. Jumping off the ceiling fan stuff.
You jumped off a ceiling
fan? Getting Batista bone.
No, you doing all that?
Getting Batista bone off the dresser. And now it's like, so who cooking tonight? That kind of shit. Like,
why are you over here exaggerating?
Yeah, man, like, you know, Rey Mysterio did that.
Ray Mysterio!
Pitchforks. Come here, nigga boy. Going all kinds of stuff. You know?
I'm so sick.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that gender role shit, even though I did get off topic to come back around to it, but she cut me out before I could, so I ain't gonna even do it. But yeah, the gender roles,
I just feel like I agree with what you're saying. I feel like it's not really many gender roles though, because I mean, I didn't have a dad. I mean, I got sperm donor.
Yeah, I was like, you had one.
I got sperm donor. I got a stepdad, but I mean, that's neither here nor there. But at the same time, it's just like, okay, my mama taught me what I needed to know. My granny taught me what I needed to know. Watching my uncles, them, they taught me what I needed to know. Like, the mistakes they made, I know, okay, they done messed with the wrong folks. I need to keep away from them. Granny taught me how to cook. Mama taught me how to cook. And I need to wash, clean, this, that, and the third. Talk about you need to make a man plate. I won't do that. You get up, you make your own plate. But I would be glad to cook something for you.
I'm glad you said that.
I just feel like some stuff is not gender specific, especially not in 2000.
Nice to give a plate,
especially not in 2018.
Wait, do you make it in front? Do you make it in front of people?
What
would you like if y'all were at like a family function? Would you make his plate?
No, he makes his own plate.
Bro, like that's like. Before I say that,
it would be nice to get a ring on my finger too. No.
Wait.
I feel like
you
might ruin my plate getting made. Wait. Don't you say that?
Remember what you said when we argued? You say one thing and some
random shit just from come through.
Come out the
like she killing that with a sledgehammer.
Like a sledgehammer.
That was
G.
Not even a sledgehammer.
That was a big sledgehammer.
What the fuck was it?
I'm talking about a plate.
But what?
I just wanted a piece of chicken.
On a plate? On a plate. And it goes,
hey, you ass a ring, nigga.
But like, I think gender roles are not really in existence, because if you know how to take care of yourself, because you came in this world alone. When you get put on the ground, you're going to be alone. So, in any moment, me and Chantel could break up at any moment. Right. Even though I told her that her only way out is in a pine box in the ground. But you know, that's neither here nor there. But at any moment, we could be alone. So, I mean, we can break up. So, I need to know how to take care of myself, which involves cooking, cleaning, pleasuring myself, which is beating that meat. Yeah, and everything else. So, if you can do that for yourself, then it's really no different when you get the opposite sex in the house. I mean, it's a little better to get some help. Okay, I ain't gotta cook every night. She can cook a couple nights. But just saying, you cook, you clean, you do this, I'm gonna go work, and I'm gonna fix a tile.
This is why I say gender roles is not really a thing anymore, because, okay, so going back to the whole plate thing. Okay, we go to a family function.
That is hilarious.
We go to a family function and I get up to fix Nicholas' plate. My family gonna be like, what's wrong with Nick?
Why remember, ladies, fix your man plate or Ebony will.
You better not.
For those who don't know, that's the cousin.
But you say your mama, that's who it came from, though.
Not my mama taught me how to cook. and all that stuff. Not she didn't tell me how to fix a man's plate.
But you said who said that you should fix a man's plate? Who said that to you?
Nobody
said
that.
Who made a stand?
So you got a family full of women who don't make plates.
Exactly.
How many of them are married?
Nicholas, you've been to my family functions. What wife has made their man a plate?
Let me rephrase it. Now, if it's like an elegant function, okay, yeah, she can make my plate cool. Or like if I'm off doing some shit. But like if I'm off in the room with all her cousins and we don't know they down there eating, she just come up to me with a plate and then it's like, oh, okay, thank you, baby. And then all these niggas gonna run downstairs, you know, to they women with plates. But I guess it's about how you raised.
But yeah, I mean, it's not that I'm not raised to fix the plate or whatever. But Nicholas don't eat a whole bunch of stuff, and y'all know that.
But that's why I say that y'all circumstances different.
So I can't go and say, "Ooh, eat this, and this," because the whole plate, half the plate, gonna go in the trash. Cause he just not gonna eat it. So I much rather him get up. You fix your own plate, but what you gonna eat?
But if you need me to get,
get something for you, sure, I'll get it for you.
Yeah, I need you to get something for me. Every motherfucking thing that I'm gonna eat, and I take. Cause she'll ask me, "Baby, what you want?" And I'll be walking right behind her like a little ass kid. I want that. That's too much. Take some of that off. That's enough.
No.
But I mean, it's just like.
But I feel like if you could stand there and be like, I want that.
I mean, I think it's mutual. Cause if I'm already finna make a play, I make her play first. Like if she doing some shit or she ain't, you know, up, I be like, baby, you want some? Yeah, okay, what you want? And I make her play too. So it's not like I'm just like, yeah, my plate should be coming right about. Thank you, boo boo.
Oh, my thing is, like Nico was saying, like, if we're at my family function, I make his plate. Because he might not know everything. Like, if he sees something, his certain family member, I ain't gonna lie.
Got the inside knowledge.
If he
you
don't know,
who's know food to eat.
Which exactly. Sweet potato casserole to eat, I gotta make sure he get the right one. He
don't need to get the knowledge. I mean, it'll be different if it was something like that, but when we have family functions, you know, like everybody in my family can cook, and we only got that one person that stick to the dessert, so we know the rest of the food is fine.
But
you get to that dessert,
but what I'm saying is, I didn't grab this yellow cake unknowing. This is not the yellow cake you want to eat.
Oh, whatever, because I would let you know. Because, you know, if we sitting down and eating, I done made eye contact or I done looked over you and said, is it good? You like it?
And see, then, after the fact.
And then you
like,
and then
I, like I'm not over
like, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, don't go eat that.
I ain't gonna lie.
You looking with a smirk on your face on me. Is it good?
The one time I have been at her family function.
Cover the roof of my tongue.
Like, after you've got a sense of comfortability with that family, that old, I just want to just go out the window. You know, you become yourself, you eat it. So,
Nico talked shit to my auntie dead in her face. Ben Jean, you gonna stop shredding some motherfucker.
Yeah, I had to just let her know.
She shreds the ham, y'all, like a pulled pork.
And I had to let her know. Excuse me, Ben Jean, stop. I had to, when I come wrap my arm around you, I'm about to say something funny that I don't want nobody to hear. I'm about to say something fucked up about to you or about somebody. I'm like, excuse me, Ben Jean, don't shred this ham no more. Or just relieve your ham duties, because this ain't it.
He told her that. But I mean, I get what you're saying, that, you know, he got capable hands, feet. He can talk. He can use his mouth. You know, simple as that. I get that. I mean, I don't make Nico play all the time, but I don't know. It just depends.
Like,
I don't have a problem making a play, but like I said, Nick don't eat. Everything.
And that's why I said I understand it. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not expecting it every time. I'm a, you know, if I'm sitting at the table around the food, and shit.